Welcome back to another episode of the Stress to Blessed podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Lyons. So today is a topic that sprung up on me literally today. So I felt it's probably not just me, it's probably a collective thing. I know it's a woman thing. So do you find being an ambitious, driven woman that you can be really hard on yourself? I can. I know I can. And I'll give you an example. This morning, I woke up, and as usual, I have big plans for my day. I want to achieve certain things, especially now I'm recording my podcast. Yesterday, I recorded 5 episodes and I loved it. It was so much fun. And I was like, right, if I did that yesterday, then I can do it today and I can get straight back to it. Wake up in the morning and this time I'll do it earlier. I woke up this morning, I'm in my luteal phase. My body was tired, lethargic, heavy. And I know why, because I spent so much time on technology yesterday. I was recording and I was just on a high. So today, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to take my dog for a walk. I'm going to have breakfast, get ready, do this, do that, do this, do that. Now, I did those things, but it's now 12:30. I was planning on sitting down and getting going on this at maybe like 10:30, so 2 hours earlier. So then I find myself, once I finish my breakfast, and I'm still feeling quite slow, quite heavy, and I find myself criticizing myself in my head. Luckily, I'm very aware of this. This used to be a very unconscious thing for me, and I'm sure if you can relate to this, a lot of the time it's very unconscious. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it, right? So I realized that I was putting myself down, telling myself that I'm behind, that I'm slow, that I'm lazy, and that I've wasted time. I don't know about you, but one of my famous inner critics' favorite sentence is, I'm behind. I'm behind, I'm behind, I'm behind. Because I give myself unrealistic expectations. Like, please tell me if you relate to this. So anyway, I snapped out of it when I realized, Becky, you woke up when you felt like it. You then slowly got ready, took your dog, who you love, for a beautiful walk. It's very cold here, but it's very sunny today. Yesterday, it was raining all day. And then I came home and I had my breakfast, which I took slowly because I needed to. And then now at 12:30, I get to start my work. I get to start my work. And this was a dream for me before. When I worked in London and I had to commute in every day, work from like 9 till 6, have a lunch break at my desk, be micromanaged, and basically be told what to do all day, Monday to Friday, 9 till 6. I would have dreamed of getting up later, having a nice, slow, leisurely morning. And now I'm taking it for granted. Because I've moved along, I'm taking it for granted because I'm not at my unrealistic expectation of my next point. And I was like, wow, I'm doing it again. But with love, with compassion, because I know I'm not doing this on purpose. It's just like the programming inside of me, a mechanism inside of me that's like onto the next thing, onto the next thing, very masculine energy, ticking them off, da 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 da, get it done. So I wanted to make this episode because I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one who experiences this. And I see and I'm connected to so many beautiful, ambitious women on TikTok, on Instagram. My friends, we want to achieve these things and we have these big goals as women, and we can forget how far we've come. We can lose sight of how far we have come, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be more mindful. My intention, my purpose in life is to be present. If I'm present, then I'm not beating myself up about what I have or haven't done. I'm in the present moment. So I want you to just take a deep breath in with me now through your nose. Hold it. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, relax your stomach. And in a moment, you're just going to sigh out through your mouth. Get rid of or release some of that tension. Again, deep breath in. Hold it. And release. You can shake. Shake your hands, shake your arms, shake your legs, shake your body if you want. Sometimes we just forget about our bodies. We forget to breathe. I realize like I'm really tense. I'm rushing through my day. I'm not present. I'm not mindful, and I don't want to live like that. I really don't want to live like that. And you know, being a woman, we have different phases in our cycle. Like I said, right now I'm in my luteal phase, so I'm slower. I'm much more introverted. My body is tired, more tired than it is throughout the rest of my cycle. Except maybe menstruation, but I'm close. So, if you are a woman who is very ambitious and can be very hard on herself because maybe you have been brought up to get things done. You've been brought up to focus on the things that you haven't done and to keep achieving, 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 achieving. Or you have this inner critic inside of your head and you think that the best way to get things done is to be on your back, like with a whip, like, whoosh, get this done, whoosh, get this done, get this done, thinking that if you're not like that, then you're not going to get stuff done. And I just want to let you know, because that used to be me. You can still get a lot of things done and still be really kind to yourself, have compassion, and enjoy your day rather than just whipping yourself into shape all the time. It's not fun. Imagine like your best friend or your child and you hanging out with them and being like, have you done this yet? Have you done that yet? Have you done this yet? Have you done that yet? No. So don't do it to yourself. And you know what? I wanted to make this quite a short one, I wanted to just remind you, it's okay to not get everything done on your to-do list. Something I find really powerful is picking three things to do on my to-do list rather than 10, 20. It just feels too heavy and it feels too unattainable. And then I always feel like I'm behind. When we need that, oh, I did this, I did this, I did that. Yesterday, I went to bed feeling so proud of myself because finally I had recorded my first five episodes of my podcast and my YouTube. I had been procrastinating on it for so long. And then I just felt so accomplished in the evening. I just sat down and I got to relax, have my dinner, and reflect on the day and feel really proud of myself for what I had achieved. And then here I go the next day as if nothing had happened, just on it again, like on it, on it, on it. I know so many ambitious women manifesting, interpersonal development, wanting to transform certain areas of your life. We can become very impatient and cruel to ourselves, but life is going to happen anyway. So you can either be really kind to yourself and compassionate and encourage yourself, support yourself, and celebrate. Or you can just beat yourself up day in and day out. Either way, the time is going to pass. It's up to you how you want to treat yourself. And if you're gaining this awareness right now and freaking out, like, oh my God, I just realized I'm so cruel to myself. What is wrong with me? Why do I do that? Please have compassion because you're not doing it on purpose. You haven't consciously chosen to just be mean to yourself all day. So, take another deep breath in. Hold. And release. Just take some time to breathe today. Go for a beautiful walk. Get your face in the sun. Make yourself a matcha, a coffee, a tea. Spend some time journaling. This is my beautiful journal, which matches my outfit as Alice in Wonderland. I got this from the British Museum. It's my favorite movie, Alice in Wonderland. It's got so many deep meanings in it. The man who wrote it is a very smart man, knew a lot about consciousness. There's a lot of hidden meanings inside the film, the story, the book. So yeah, take some time. This is your permission slip to the ambitious, driven women out there listening to this. Slow down, please. Stop brushing your life. You're never going to get tomorrow back, today back. You're never going to be this young again. So enjoy it while it lasts. Okay. And I'm going to finish with my little what if tradition. What if you took a break? What if for one day you didn't do anything on your to-do list? And you just spent the day doing things for fun. What if you prioritized your joy today? What if you called a friend? What if you sent some text messages to people you love? What if you bought yourself some flowers? What if you took a digital detox, took a day off of social media, gave your brain a break? What if you just said, F it? I am going to take a day to myself. I'm going to go for a walk, grab a coffee, go do a little bit of shopping. What if you had a little journal session, a little self-reflection time, a little me time, and you wrote down all the things that you are grateful for? You made a list of the things that you're grateful for instead of all the things you haven't done yet. You made a list of all the things you have done. What if you had a journaling session and you made a list of what you've achieved so far this year and what you've achieved that wasn't even on your list? Like you didn't even realize you were going to achieve it. It wasn't a goal. And what are the things that you want to achieve next year with love? Another thing a friend and I did recently, it was her idea, Catherine, love you. She said that she wanted to take a lot of things off of her list because she realized that she was doing a lot of things that were just filler, weren't the core thing, wasn't what really needed to be done. And I am so guilty of this. I'll be like, I've got to read this book. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. When really what I needed to do was sit down and record my podcast and some other things that I want to be doing. What can you take off of your to-do list? What do you really want to get done? Can you just focus on that instead and take all the fluff away? What if you just decided to have the best, most loving, supportive relationship with yourself, like you treated yourself like a queen, then what would your life be like? What if you just got to enjoy your life, you know, like you wake up in the morning and you smile and you remind yourself that you're alive, that you're healthy, that you're still here. And then you decide to eat your favorite breakfast, get a coffee from your favorite shop or a matcha or a tea. Make yourself a smoothie or a juice, whatever floats your boat. And then you go for a leisurely walk. Catch up with a friend, buy yourself some cake, watch your TV, your favorite TV show. Study something that you're really interested in. You just took a day out of your normal routine. Now, if you have kids and you have a job that you can't do that today or tomorrow, can you schedule a day on the weekend? Can you find some time in the evening to just have some you time? Say yes to you. I know there's some things that you would really want to do. What are they? Do them. Enjoy them. build this beautiful relationship with yourself. Bring through the higher self version of you by spoiling yourself, by treating yourself amazingly. That's one of the things that I did that really changed my life from being, I used to say, I was like a cold bitch to myself. Always forcing myself to do things, never acknowledging them, never validating myself, never celebrating myself. But now I do. And now life is fun. I love my life. I love how I treat myself. And I love that I've transformed so much that I can really appreciate it because it never used to be like this for me. I used to be so shy. So mean to myself, so self-critical. Life wasn't fun for me. Hence why I had serious depression, anxiety, and chronic gut issues. Because I was so mean to myself. You know, you can go to the gym, you can post on social media, you can run a business, but if you don't like who you are, what's the fucking point? What is the point? Yeah, one shot at this life, one shot. Number one thing I would say to do if you are not happy with where you are in your life, get to know yourself and be kind to yourself. I'm going to do a whole episode on solo dates, solo date ideas. I remember like 7 years ago when I had really bad social anxiety. I couldn't even go into a coffee shop in London and order a coffee on my own. I was so embarrassed. Now I love it. I love going out for breakfast on my own, lunch on my own. I go to museums, exhibitions. I go shopping on my own. I travel on my own. I love it because no one is nicer to me than I am to me. Not all the time. Don't get me wrong. Like I said this morning, I was being very self-critical, judging myself and pushing myself. But I would say 80% of the time, I'm very, very kind to myself now. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you for listening, my loves, or watching if you're tuning in. Really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate your support. Don't forget to reach out to me on socials, linked below. I really want to hear your feedback. If you are loving the podcast or the YouTube channel, please share it with your socials, with your friends, your family. And let's just spread these positive vibes. Let's just stop being so hard on ourselves and let's just have a fucking good life. Okay. Bye, everyone.